It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Failure. Millions are afraid of it. It haunts many down and leaves them in broken pieces. Because of the dread of it, many worthwhile ventures are never undertaken. It leaves a social stigma matched by few other things. And certainly a failure is rejected and relegated to a lower place in our society. But what's wrong with failure? Why is it that so many fear it? Why is it that it has such a hold upon us? I guess that the reason many folks fear failure is that they have never learned that failure need not be fatal nor even final. One of the greatest men who ever served this country was a failure in business. Failing in business, he turned to law and was nominated as a candidate for the legislature of his state. His enemies made fun of him. He was so poor that in making his campaign speeches, he wore a mixed jean coat so short that he could not sit down on it, flax trousers, straw hat, and pot metal boots. He read under the trees a barefoot man and slept on the counter of the store where he worked. He had nothing in the world except his character and friends. He had to borrow money to buy a suit of clothes, to make a respectable appearance in the legislature after being elected, and he walked 100 miles to take his seat. Oh, incidentally, his name was Abraham Lincoln. Again, what's wrong with failing? By whose standards do we judge failures? Could it be that some failures have heard the sound of a different drummer and thus are in step and we out? It was said that the Nazarene carpenter was a failure. You know that. They passed him as he hung on a cross and made fun of him. He who was to save the world couldn't even save himself. He was to institute a kingdom, he said, but the only kingdom that he had was made up of a bunch of ragtag, hobnob, run-of-the-mill cowards who ran out on him. So they left him that day on the cross against a darkened sky outside Jerusalem. That was the end of him, they thought. Even his closest friends considered his cause a failure. They went back to their old jobs, but did he fail? We'd better be careful how we judge failures, for it could very well be that history will record our failures as people who most succeeded. Again, what's wrong with failing? If a person dreams a great dream, sets out in search of it, gives it his best, but doesn't quite reach it, what's wrong with that? Who is the failure? The person who gives his best to the best there is in him, or the person who likes security so well that he's afraid to try? You know, I'm going to try a lot of things in my life if I live long enough. The challenge will be great and the odds will be greater in most of them. The chances are that in some of them I will fail, but that will not stop me from trying. I have an idea that he'll not judge me by how high I rise, but by how hard I try. And if, after giving my best, I do not make it, I will not have failed. Failure, well, it can be a stepping stone to success.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.